Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daily on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and this afternoon, as we draw to a close this hour, we're going to enter into the Daily Message of Hope. Daily Message of Hope. Every day, we enter into the life-saving words of our Lord Jesus Christ. We enter into the presence of the living God. We take a moment to just allow him to heal us of our wounds, to restore us in our weaknesses, and to give us that strength to be faithful to him. Today, during this daily message of hope, I'd like to spend a few moments listening to, maybe thinking about, spreading the news about a beautiful movement within the church, a movement within the church that is focused on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a movement within the church that is focused on the Sacred Heart of Jesus and is totally dedicated to the Immaculata, the Blessed Virgin Mary. This movement is called the Militia Immaculata. The Militia Immaculata is literally, could be called the Militia of the Immaculate Mary. It's the Army of Our Lady. It was founded by St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe, a conventual Franciscan friar from Poland. St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe, who is popularly referred to as the Martyr of Charity or the Martyr of Auschwitz, was a Franciscan friar who, while studying sacred theology in Rome, he was walking between his friary where he had residence and the school where he was studying sacred theology. And his path of travel took him by St. Peter's Basilica. One day, while walking past St. Peter's Basilica, he acknowledged the presence of the Lord there by making the sign of the cross, but he also heard some noise that sounded rather violent and tumultuous. He drew close only to notice that there was a massive protest. There was a protest that was trying to ferment itself into a riot, and it was all centered upon hatred of the Catholic Church, the Church of Rome, and hatred for the Holy Father. This protest, this riot, was being fostered and organized by the Freemasons. In their hatred for organized religion and in their hatred for the Church of Rome, they sought the destruction of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe was taken aback so much so that when he went back to the friary, he visited our Lord Jesus Christ in the tabernacle and sought some way where he could bring the whole world back to the heart of Jesus. As he was praying, he returned to his childhood devotion of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So he sought Our Lady's guidance, the wisdom of Our Lady, and how to bring all of humanity back to Jesus, back to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Gathering with a couple of other Franciscan friars, he sat down with them, and they set out upon a journey of consecrating themselves to Our Lady, all with one goal in mind, bringing the whole world back to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He understood how the world was falling into more and more violence and turmoil, and people were taking up arms in the form of military bands and armies. But the army to which Maximilian Kolbe desired to belong would be an army of peace. It would be a militia of Mary, Mary who is the Immaculate One, she who is without sin. The Militia Immaculata would once again have one sole purpose, one goal, and one aim, and that would be to do anything and to do everything to bring the world back to Jesus, to bring the world back to Jesus Christ, to bring the world back to the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, making use of all of the sacramental graces we are disposed to receive when we ourselves are in a state of grace, attending Holy Mass, adoring the Lord, praying the rosary, spending time in prayer, studying sacred scripture, coming to know the theology of our Holy Catholic faith, but also fostering deep within a hunger for souls, bringing people to Jesus, understanding that words can only go so far, and good intentions can only do so much. St. Maximilian Kolbe appreciated that we would have to give ourselves over to Our Lady, teaching us how to be like her, perfect in humanity, striving to be holy in every moment. We would then bring the whole world to the Sacred Heart of Jesus by being more like Our Lady. Maximilian Kolbe did this, and he returned home to Poland. He received permission from his superiors to begin a friary where all of the friars who had lived with him would have one sole focus, bringing the world back to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Immaculata. This city of the Immaculate would go on to become a printing house and a place where many different movements and efforts would be centered to bring the people of the area back to our Lord through Our Lady. Eventually, St. Maximilian Kolbe would even be missioned to Japan. There, in Nagasaki, he would begin and build what's called the Garden of the Immaculate. Maximilian Kolbe found himself totally, absolutely dependent upon the promptings of the Holy Spirit and the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary. There's the miraculous account of Maximilian Kolbe going to Japan, visiting the Bishop of Nagasaki, and explaining his desire to build a friary where there would be a Garden of Mary Immaculate, a city of Mary Immaculate, like he had built in Poland. The bishop asked that he do it close to the city for the benefit of the people. But Maximilian Kolbe was prompted by the Holy Spirit to look up at the mountains and to say, no, Our Lady wants me to build this Garden of the Immaculate on the other side of the mountains. It made no sense to the bishop. The bishop said, why would you build it on the other side of the mountains when we, the Catholics, live on this side? You should be close to the people. Maximilian Kolbe took it to prayer and eventually realized he needed to obey the prompting. The bishop gave him permission. He built that large compound, that friary, the Garden of the Immaculate, on the other side of the mountain from Nagasaki. Not understanding why, nor did any of the friars, in God's holy providence and in the unfolding of time, everyone would come to understand that Our Lady prompted Maximilian Kolbe to obey the Holy Spirit to build that friary on the other side of the mountain range from Nagasaki, so that when Nagasaki was bombed, the friars were left untouched and they were able to cross over the mountain and go into the city and help the people who suffered from the effects of the bomb. Maximilian Kolbe would return to Poland, where he would once again pick up the work of producing a newsletter, a magazine, of producing radio shows, and even today what we would call TV clips, all advocating a return to Jesus' Sacred Heart through Mary Immaculate. Eventually, St. Maximilian Kolbe would be arrested by the Gestapo because Maximilian Kolbe's productions and his publications became wildly popular, and as they proclaimed the truth of the gospel, they were a threat to the Nazis. They were a threat to the socialist. They were a threat to the fascist. The words of the gospel, the message of Our Lady, obedience to the Holy Spirit, became a threat to the powers of the world of his day, as they are a threat to the powers of the world today. Maximilian Kolbe would be imprisoned at Auschwitz, and eventually he would be put to death. He volunteered to die in the place of a man who had been chosen by the Gestapo to be shot and executed. Maximilian Kolbe died a martyr of charity, giving his life for another. The movement founded by St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe still goes on to this day. It is found in almost every country of the world. Here in the United States of America, the Militia of the Immaculata is based in Peoria, Illinois. There are those who belong to the Militia of the Immaculata as individuals. There are those who belong as families. There are those who belong as religious communities. There are those who gather together and form what's called a Village of the Immaculate. People who come together as individuals and visit once a week, once a month, to share in their fraternity of seeking to bring the whole world to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through Mary Immaculate. There is a gospel simplicity to those members of the Militia of the Immaculata, called to live with a simple, confident, maybe even poor, dependency upon God for everything. There's great trust in the powerful prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and of course in obedience to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. There is a desire to see every person as a soul that is loved by God and as a soul who knows who needs to know of the love of God. And so, many times you'll find members of the MI, or the Militia of the Immaculata, called MI, you'll find them distributing miraculous medals, rosaries, facilitating holy hours, driving people to Mass, visiting the homebound, visiting those who are in nursing homes. They will instruct children as to the power of the name of Jesus, the name of Mary. They are a people who strive to commit works of charity, all with the sole aim of bringing the world back to the heart of Jesus. In the example of St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe, in the face of violence, in the face of hatred, we do not fight back or offer hatred in return. Rather, we take on the person of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and we strive to save souls by bringing every person we meet back to Jesus through Mary. There is a consecration that is made to the Blessed Virgin Mary so that we offer up our humanity to the Lord as Our Lady offered her humanity to the Lord. There is an entrustment to the heart of Jesus. There is a dependency upon the sacraments. We know we cannot give what we do not have, so we strive to receive our Lord as often as we can in the Holy Mass that is offered in the closest church. Adorn the Lord Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament wherever adoration may take place. And if adoration is not available, at least visiting the Lord in the tabernacle. Striving to console the heart of Jesus by bringing people to Him, those members of the MI, members of the Militia Immaculata, seek to follow the example of holiness of their holy founder, St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe. In the life of St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe, we find a life of charity, a life of sacrifice, a life with one focus, the heart of Jesus, the heart of Jesus that is obtained by journeying through the heart of Mary.